Democratic candidates in New York's 19th congressional district are entering their final week of campaigning before the June 26th primary. The race is in the national spotlight. Sunday, the New York Times endorsed a candidate in the sprawling 11-county district. Seven Democrats are aiming to unseat freshman Republican Congressman John Faso. They have participated in dozens of forums, each candidate with a cheering squad. The candidates have been making their cases for why he or she is the strongest choice to take on Faso. The Times editorial board endorsed Ulster County resident Gareth Rhodes, a former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, saying that he stands out as the best candidate in a worthy field to take on and beat Faso in November. Rhodes says he is humbled.
This is an endorsement both of our campaign, but also our campaign's approach, going to every single town in the district, all 163.
Woodstock resident Dave Clegg says a Times endorsement is meaningful, but the paper got it wrong. And in its endorsement of Rhodes, the Times included a paragraph or so on each candidate. Here's Clegg.
We talked enough that they knew my background, having been here for almost four decades and being the chair of the Human Rights Commission, doing restorative justice work through the community, helping start the homeless shelter, helping actually founding the Habitat for Humanity. And yet, in the paper, I'm known for being a basketball coach.
Clegg says the depiction is inaccurate and unfair. Rather than comment on the Times endorsement, former U.S. diplomat Jeff Beals, who earlier Monday was with a New York Post photographer, chooses to focus on his endorsements.
The biggest endorsement for me was the people for Bernie Sanders coming in and endorsing our campaign after they had gotten behind his nationally and igniting a lot of enthusiasm among the hundreds of volunteers working for us.
And notes Beals, the mayor of the district's second largest city, Oneonta, has endorsed him. Beals, who is fighting against corporate power, has also been the subject of articles in Rolling Stone magazine. The Woodstock resident is being featured on public radio's This American Life Friday on an episode called It's My Party and I'll Try If I Want To. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Chris Martin says, quote, in this crowded primary field, Bernie Sanders' doppelganger Jeff Beals has driven the policy debate. The result will be an eventual Democratic nominee that's far to the left of where the district is, end quote. Meantime, Rhinebeck resident and attorney Antonio Delgado also steered clear of commenting on the Times endorsement, focusing instead on the next 8 days.
We have certainly done everything we can do to best put ourselves in a position to win, by virtue of having the support we've built through countywide endorsements, through citizen action endorsement, through knocking on over 50,000 doors.
Greene County businessman Brian Flynn.
I think it's no surprise that the New York Times endorsed a press aide from Governor Cuomo's office. I think that comes as no surprise to any of us. It's kind of what we expected.
Flynn believes local endorsements are more important and mentions the 70-plus endorsements from local leaders, political organizations, and local elected officials he has garnered. Aaron Collier, a Cooperstown resident and agricultural economist during the Obama administration, says more attention on the race is positive.
And, you know, I'm excited for, you know, my own endorsements. You know, having support from Senator Gillibrand through her Off the Sidelines PAC is really such an honor. You know, she is such a leader and has done such great things.
Collier, the only woman in the race, has the endorsement of Emily's List, which has endorsed just two other congressional candidates in New York, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. The other Democratic candidate in the 19th congressional district, Gardner resident Patrick Ryan, who served two tours in Iraq, did not respond to a request for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.